morning, and I apologize for the delay. This is Legislative Council calling the meeting to order. It is November 21st at 10:54 a.m. And Santa, if you could call the roll, including members that may be online.
Representative Klayman. Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Guttenberg.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Ortiz.
Here.
Representative Stutes. Representative Stutes. Representative Drummond. Representative Eastman.
Here.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Kelly. Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Machicki. Senator Costello.
Here.
Vice Chair Stedman.
Here.
Chair Quito.
Here.
9 members present and 2 alternates.
With a quorum of 9, we do have a quorum to conduct business. Review the agenda. First approval is the agenda, Senator Stedman. Actually, there are 2 items that I am going to remove just because it seems like they are not quite ready for prime time yet and require further discussion. So in the agenda, if you could strike out records policy, and we will be establishing an ad hoc working group on that, and the legislative legal policy, the same thing. We will be establishing an ad hoc working group. If anyone is interested in amending, adjusting, or working on the records policy or the legal policy,
this is Louise Stutes. I'm online, but I cannot hear a word anything's being said.
Okay, Representative Stutes, we will work on that. If we take a brief at ease while we get that sorted out. Okay, can we test audio for those online? Representative Stutes, can you hear us?
I heard you, Sam.
Okay, thank you. Do we have other members online? Do we have Representative Machicki or Senator Machicki? Senator Costello or Senator Kelly?
Here, I can hear.
Okay, and
I can hear you a little bit better, Representative Quito.
Okay, and I guess if I could remind every member to speak clearly into the microphone, that would be beneficial. So we do have Senator Kelly online. Senator Hoffman. And we have been joined here in the office or here in the meeting room by Representative Klayman.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator McKinnon.
I'm receiving information that is saying Machicki's online, so we can't hear him.
Okay.
Over here is saying he's online.
Okay, Senator Machicki, can you hear us? Senator Machicki? I'll take a brief at ease.
Is that a...
bring the Legislative Council meeting back to order. It sounds as though we do have Senator Machicki online, and I think because we've got some recent additions, we will have Sante call the roll again.
Mr. Chairman, I'm on, if you can hear me.
We do, Senator Machicki. Thank you. And we're going to go ahead and redo roll.
Representative Klayman.
Here.
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Guttenberg.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Ortiz.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Representative Drummond.
Here.
Representative Eastman.
Here.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Kelly.
Here.
Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Machicki.
Here.
Senator Costello.
Here.
Vice Chair Stedman.
Here.
Chair Kito.
Here.
We have 13 members present and 3 alternates.
So we're 13 members and 3 alternates. We do have a quorum to conduct business, and as I was working through before, now that we've got a few other members, looking at the agenda, we had some information that arrived late on the records policy and the legal priority policy. Those items will be removed from the agenda, and we will continue discussion on an ad hoc basis. For anyone that has an interest, contact me or my office, and we will work with members on updates to both of those policies for submittal to Ledge Council again in the spring, so possibly the January meeting, but sometime after the first of the year. With that, I would request an approval of the agenda as amended.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Legislative Council approve the agenda as amended.
And we do have members online, so that will require a roll call vote. Sante.
Representative Klayman.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Guttenberg.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Ortiz.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Kelly.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Senator Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stedman.
Yes.
Chair Kito.
Yes.
13 yeas, no nays.
Okay. Thank you. And with that, we're going to take a brief at ease. We have a request to do some changes to the way we're looking at the meeting. So with that, brief at ease. are back on the record, Legislative Council at 11:15 a.m. Sorry, I lost an hour someplace. Sorry for the delay. We had a little bit of a clarification discussion, and at this point, we will be entering executive session. So, Senator Steadman, if you can provide the motion for executive session.
Mr. Chairman, I move Legislative Council go into executive session to consider matters made confidential by the Legislative Records Council Records Policy under Uniform Rule 22B23. And as always, we invite all elected officials that aren't members of the committee to stay in the room, and then we will vacate everybody from the room except for Skiff Lobaugh and Doug Gardner. And go ahead and stand at ease.
And we will stand at ease while we enter executive session. Thank you. I'm calling the Legislative Council meeting for a long day, November 21st, back to order. Can we verify, I guess, do we have to verify who all's online? I think we've got everybody still. So,
coming out of Mr. Chairman, it's appropriate to do a roll call when we come out of executive session to confirm a quorum.
So we will move forward with roll call. Sante.
Representative Klayman.
Here.
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Guttenberg.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Hello, we're still muted.
Can I continue with the roll call? Can you hear us now?
Kathy?
Your line is unmuted.
Okay, for those online, we're just going through the roll call again. And Sante, if you could restart, perhaps.
Can you start at the beginning? Okay. Representative Klayman.
Here.
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Guttenberg.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Ortiz.
Here.
Representative Stutes. Representative Drummond.
Here.
Representative Eastman.
Here.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Hoffman.
Oops, sorry.
Senator Kelly. Senator Kelly.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Thank you. Senator McKinnon.
Here.
Senator Machicki.
Here.
Senator Costello?
Here.
Vice Chair Steadman?
Here.
Chair Keto?
Here. With a quorum to conduct additional business, we are back on the record. We do have two items that I would like to request motions on, Senator Steadman, regarding the Human Resources Manager.
Chairman, I move that Legislative Council allow access to the Legislative Affairs Agency Human Resource Manager Skiff Lobaugh to review video recordings as necessary to conduct an internal investigation. Skiff Lobaugh is authorized during the course of performing his duties as HR manager to allow this video to be viewed in his presence as appropriate and consistent with the best HR practices. This authorization applies through the next Legislative Council meeting.
You have any comments or questions, discussion? Sante, can you please call the roll?
Wait, hold it. Brief at ease.
Brief at ease. Back on the record.
Representative Klayman.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Guttenberg.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Ortiz.
Yes.
Representative Drummond.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Kelly.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Senator Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Vice Chair Steadman.
Yes.
Chair Keto.
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays.
14 yeas, 0 nays. The motion passes. We have one further motion to come before the committee on this issue.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Legislative Council approve Senator Wilson's request for access to materials made confidential by the Legislative Council records policy, and that he may have counsel present if desired.
Sante, call the roll, please.
Representative Klayman.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Guttenberg.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Ortiz.
Yes.
Representative Drummond.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Kelly.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Senator Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stedman.
Yes.
Chair Kito.
Yes.
14 yeas and 0 nays.
14 yeas, 0 nays. That motion has passed Legislative Council. We do have one other item that has not been identified or has not been addressed on our agenda, and that is the legislative legal budget discussion. Before we get into that discussion, I'd actually like to call a brief at ease, and I am, even though I did say I was hoping to be out of here by 4:30, now I'm hoping perhaps we can be out of here by 5, trying to get everybody to make sure they can catch their planes this evening, so we'll be as efficient as possible. With that, we'll take a brief at ease. Yep, calling Legislative Council back to order, 4:48 p.m. We do have one more motion to address. It's a transfer of funds, and I apologize for the members online, but if we could have Senator Stedman describe the proposal and then offer the motion, that would be appreciated.
Well, the concept is to move some funds in current 18 from LBNA, House Operating Budget, Senate Finance, House Finance, move it to Legislative Research Services and Admin Services. That's the fund adjustment.
And I'd like to move forward with a motion unless we have any questions around the room or online. Not hearing any, so Senator Stedman.
Okay, the motion will read, from the LBNA committee, $145,000 even. From the House operating budget, $189,000. From the Senate Finance Committee, $168,000. From the House Finance Committee, $98,000. For a total of $600,000. Just a second, we'll have brief eddies.
Brief eddies.
So those funds are due to be transferred two-thirds, one-third to Legislative Research Services, two-thirds of it, and one-third of it to Administrative Services. So in dollars, it would be $400,000 to Legislative Research Services and $200,000 to Administrative Services for a total of $600,000.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Sante?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Machicki.
Thank you. Just for the public and for myself, I just need it clarified that the legislative budget is not increasing by one penny. It's simply a redistribution of funds. Is that, am I understanding that correctly?
Senator Machicki, my understanding is that the money is money that is anticipated lapse, which means it will not be a net increase. It will be a transfer. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no other questions, Sante, can you call the roll, please?
Representative Klayman.
Yes.
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Guttenberg.
Yes.
Representative Millett.
Yes.
Representative Ortiz.
Yes.
Representative Drummond.
Yes.
Senator Coghill.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Kelly.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Senator Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Costello.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stedman.
Yes.
Chair Quito.
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays.
14 yeas, 0 nays. The transfer request is approved. And there's one other item, and it's just a notification. We do are in the process right now of establishing a sexual harassment and other harassment policy working group. I am proposing that this working group be made up of Legislative Council members. The reason for that is, as a subcommittee, if travel is necessary, that travel will be provided through my office as chair of Ledge Council. And I anticipate and hope that we will have at least a pretty well worked through policy proposal or recommendation as we come into session in January. And so with that, what I will just say is, as a subcommittee, three members will be appointed. At this point, we don't have those individuals members identified. but we will provide a release when those members have been identified, and then the committee will be staffed by our human resources manager, Skiff Laubaugh, and from my staff for support, Crystal Keeneman. So we anticipate this working group to be able to bring us some information early next session, and look forward to seeing what we're able to come up with. And so I will make that statement. Are there any other comments or questions on that, Representative Guttenberg?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you need a motion to do that, or do you can just do that?
I can establish the subcommittee as chair.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Edgman.
I just want to put on the record that the intent is to move forward in an expeditious factor.
Okay. Thank you, Senator McKinnon.
Brief at ease.
And was reminded that we did have members that joined us during executive session. So representative, to recognize that they have been present and were part of the meeting, Representative Ledoux, Representative Sponholz, and Representative Sadler all joined us during executive session. And and Representative Stutz as well had joined when she did have time. So next item on the agenda,
I just had one.
Mr.
Representative
Chairman.
Klayman, and then Senator Machicki.
I think in terms of the committee, it was I think you said three, but I think it would be three from each body, not for a total of six on the committee? Or did
Correct.
You intend to have three on the committee total?
Thanks for the correction, Representative Klayman. Three from each body, it will be a six-member committee. So it has been a long day. It is late in the afternoon. And I guess one of the things I would like to also offer, there has been some confusion about information that has been passed around for various items that we've had discussed at the agenda. And in order for clarification, for communication, for the ability for the public to understand what we're doing, all of the information that comes before Ledge Council members, I am going to say, needs to come through my office so we can make sure it's available on basis and we can make sure it's appropriately distributed to members. We did have a case with both the policies at this point. If we do receive information that we don't have time to put onto or into basis or on the record, I'm going to have to pull those items from the agenda. So that is why those items have been removed, and we do need to make sure that information goes through my office in order to make sure that we follow appropriate protocols, so all the appropriate notifications and availability of information for people that are trying to follow our process are completed. So that's my final comments. I don't have any other business coming before Ledge Council right now. Hopefully, Senator Machicki, did you have something else to add?
I did. Mr. Chairman, just please use the proper terminology for the work group. If you can visit with SCIF on the hostile workplace as well as sexual harassment policy, just so that the public can hear the right things that they're used to seeing in their at their jobs. The second thing, Mr. Chairman, very quickly, I received at least two texts from two different people at this point from the press and bloggers. Please remind members on the record now that we are dealing with a personnel issue and that the subject of special session is to be kept confidential.
And that is a good reminder again, as we exited executive session, all of the issues that we had discussed during executive session remain in executive session. So I guess what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So please remember that as you're communicating with other people. Senator McKinnon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I know that it's been a long day, but I just would like to state that the matters that we've discussed, that we've spent hours inside of executive session, are important to the legislative body and are taken very seriously by all of us who've participated since 10:30 this morning. I wanted to thank your staff for letting us break, for you for letting us take a break and grab something to eat very quickly and come back to the table. But you know, when we get tired, sometimes we get punchy, but the issues that are before us are extremely serious. The matter that we just voted on are all very serious, and I just want to put that on the record that while I understand freedom of speech and the requests from the press to understand everything that is happening, there are laws in place for reasons to protect individuals, and I just find that a serious matter, and I know that you do, as well as all of our all of the colleagues that I've engaged in good discussion and debate today. So I just wanted to thank everyone for the professionalism regarding the conversations that we've had, and I'll leave it at that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator McKinnon, and I would like to say thank you all for working very closely with my staff to address availability issues and making sure that you were able to attend the meeting, and thank you all for coming to Judo that you have for attending the meeting, and thank you all online for calling in with interest in the subject matter that we've had. I appreciate, as I think we've got a full committee representation, and I'm very much appreciative of that. So with nothing else to come before the committee, Legislative Council will stand adjourned at exactly 5 p.m.